from the team's training facility in Berea, Ohio. This is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. And by Verizon Wireless. Text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile. Only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. Now, here is your host, Mike Snyder.
Good evening and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Glad to have you with us. We're with you from Browns headquarters in Berea. The Browns at 4-10 after losing in overtime to the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. Tough loss for the Browns in a game that they certainly seemed to have their hands on throughout most of the game, but the Cardinals took their one and only lead when it counted most as they got that late field goal from Jay Feely, set up by the return by Peterson and then the pass to Larry Fitzgerald. Coming up, we'll be visiting with head coach Pat Shurmur. Doug Deacon will stop by, and also rookie Buster Skrine will stop by. Buster, with his first career interception yesterday, did a nice job. Buster Skrine, certainly one of the stories for the Browns this year. Now, today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps a day this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. Well, the Browns get ready now. Two to go. Up next, the Christmas Eve visit to Baltimore. Coach Shurmur, how are you doing tonight?
Good, Mike. You having any fun yet?
Well, I'm having a good time, man. I'm getting going here. I know you're busy in meetings. I always say that because you're coming in and out of meetings on Mondays, aren't you, all the time for just the segment that you do with us.
Yeah, I was a couple seconds late. I apologize.
No, that's no problem.
Yeah, we're just trying to get it all going, getting ready. It's a little bit of a short week, a six-day week, but that's nothing. Haven't done a four-day week, so we're ready to go.
But really, what my point is, on a Monday for the coaches, this Monday night is really huge in terms of getting the wheels in motion for the game plan and breaking things down for the players when they get back on the field for practice.
Yeah, it's very important this week because this is a Monday and a Tuesday blend, because tomorrow the players come in for what's really a Wednesday in our world, base game plan, because of the six-day week playing on Saturday. So everything's, you know, tracks back from game day. So we had, get the players in, the ones that are injured, try to get some treatment on them and get them ready to go.
Well, Coach, certainly yesterday's game was one that was disappointing, because you guys, you seem to have your hands on the win most of the day. You really played well and just couldn't finish it. I know you said that yesterday, and that's been kind of the theme that this team needs to learn how to finish, doesn't it?
Well, we got to learn a lot of things, and I think when you're dealing with a young team, there's certain things that you can learn from, and we got to find a way now. We're out in front, and we got to keep. It's important when you're out in front. You got to just keep making plays, both on offense and defense. So, got to continue to move the football and get points, and then you got to keep struggling to keep them off the board, because once the game gets to within one score or even, then emotion can take over, or one play now, either way, can make the difference.
You look back yesterday, your thoughts on how Seneca Wallace played?
Well, I thought he was pretty efficient for, I would say for the good part of the three quarters there. And then, he was part of the team effort to lose the game at the end. And I thought, but I felt like he did some really good things. He gave us a little bit of a spark early. We scored on the first drive. We went up 10-0. We had another drive there. We got a field goal, and then he had the long pass to Greg Little. So, no, he did some good things from the pocket, and then you saw he scrambled and made some plays as well. And so that, and then the addition, I thought Peyton Hillis had a good day running the football. And as we all know, a solid running game is the quarterback's best friend, and I think Seneca benefited from that a little bit.
Yeah, that really just kind of puts everything in place when you can run the ball effectively, doesn't it?
No question. I think that's where it all starts. If you ask any defensive coordinator, regardless of the quality of your quarterback or your receivers, it all starts with trying to minimize the effect a good running back has on the game. And so conversely, if on offense you can run the football, then your play action means something. You can drop back and throw it, and it really is a key piece to playing offensive football.
Pat Greg Little yesterday, big game, five catches, 131 yards, 76 yards. A heck of a play on that touchdown play for him. He's a young man that has gone through a lot this year, didn't play all of last season, had some drops in games that's been well documented, but he really gave you a big game yesterday.
Yeah, he did a nice job, and he needed to show up. You know, Jordan Norwood went down. It was out of the game for most of the game. And he actually had some opportunities he took advantage of. And then anytime you can make a big play and score, this league's about scoring. And, you know, we've done some things well. We just haven't scored enough. And I think that's how you would boil it down. And so as we get ready for next season, and that's 2 weeks from now, but as you get ready for, as we move forward, getting ready for the next two games and then next season, you let's score some more points.
Yeah, you look. I mean, the NFL, you really do. You got to get out there and outscore teams. When you look at the teams that are at the top right now, they've got that ability to get that big play, don't they?
Yep, and you got to get big plays. You got to move the ball consistently. And when you get in the red zone, you got to put it in.
Coach, you mentioned kind of the few guys getting banged up. That next man up syndrome really is hitting you this week, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I look at it as a great opportunity for some role players now to become starters. And, no, it's good for them. You know, you don't like to see guys get injured. We hate to make roster moves and put guys on IR. I really don't like to see our guys dealing with injuries. But that is the reality in this league, and every team's dealing with it to some degree. And so you just keep moving.
You know, you look at the depth factor. Tight end, a position, you've got four guys, but you're down really to two now. Alex Smith is hurting, I know. And, of course, Watson goes out 2 weeks ago, so he's done. Right now, Jordan Cameron and Evan Moore really are your tight ends, aren't they?
No question. And for them, this is going to be a great opportunity. Two guys that were role players that are now going to be thrust into a starting role.
How is Colt McCoy doing?
Good. He was in today. He's making progress. It's too early to tell about his availability for Sunday, but he's making progress, and that's what you look for when you come back from any type of injury.
You're locked into the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. It's driven by Liberty 4. We're going to get more with the coach coming up as they look ahead now to the Baltimore Ravens. And as Coach Shermer mentioned, a short week as they play the Ravens on Saturday. I know we get to the holidays and we get confused with what day is which, but it'll be Saturday, Christmas Eve afternoon, the Browns and the Ravens. And Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. We'll take a quick timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Dear NFL football, here's to Sundays, the greatest 24 hours of the week.
On Sundays, I wear a jersey with someone else's name on it.
On Sundays, I'm not just a man, I'm a fan.
And I can prepare a gourmet meal out of a trunk.
Because Sunday means game day.
And I've got the official game beer, Bud Light.
I love you, Sunday.
With Bud Light's ultimate fan experience, NFL football just got better. Just snap the tag on specially marked packages of Bud Light, and you can win a VIP experience at the 2012 NFL Draft, the Pro Bowl, and the Super Bowl. Go to Bud Light's Facebook page for more details. It's the ultimate fan experience. Here we go. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents except California 21 and over. Program ends 1/15/2012. Send Bud Light Snap Tag at retail to snap@budlight.com. Message and data rates may apply. See rules at budlight.com/ultimate fan. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw. Brothers of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Plus special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jay Cohen, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
Taking a family of five to the amusement park can cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save some money, we thought, hey, let's bring the amusement park to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Step right up. Step right up, young man. Are you ready to ride the Wacky Waterfall?
That's just the bathtub with the shower head running.
Nope, it's the Wacky Waterfall.
It's the shower, Dad.
Waterfall.
Wacky.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Watch the game from the best seat in the house, a brand new home theater from Wayside Furniture. Choose from hundreds of styles and sizes for your big screen TV and electronic equipment. Browse Wayside's big screen walls, entertainment centers, and theater seating. Or let the design consultants customize a home theater to your room, your taste, and your budget. Cleveland fans deserve no less. Wayside in Akron, where you find better furniture priced lower.
Hi, this is Josh Cribbs. On behalf of all of us here at the Browns, here's wishing you and yours a safe and very happy holiday season. Go Browns!
This is Browns Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank is a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns.
Third down and 8 for the Browns from the 24-yard line. Wallace out of the shotgun. Take the snap. Pressured now. Rolls to his right. He's on the run. He throws upfield. He's got a man. It's complete. It's Little down the sideline. 30, 25, 20. He's going to run all the way to the end zone. And lets it to touchdown, Browns.
Well, they caught him in coverage on the linebacker, Darrell Washington. That's a mismatch. By buying time and extending the play with his feet, Seneca Wallace allowed him to get down the field.
What an incredible play as Seneca Wallace on the run. A 76-yard touchdown pass to Greg Little.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And that is the PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank, a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. And as always, we're with Coach Shurmur. You know, Pat, looking back on that play, Little really did a nice job to stay in bounds. I thought when he got tripped up there a little bit there, he kept his balance. That was a heck of a run by him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good job. You know, he was basically running down the field, and Seneca, we got pressure. They brought one more than we could block, and he scrambled to his left, kept it alive, and then, you know, we have rules when we scramble, and so Greg popped himself open, and it was a fire zone, so they had a linebacker pushing to cover him, and did a good job. That's what you need. You know, mm-hmm. when you catch a ball down the field, you got to finish it.
And that's a read where he read what he was supposed to do, something that maybe earlier in the year he may not have figured that out.
Well, I think he saw what was happening, you know, and he's running down the field and he saw Seneca scramble, and so he tried to pop himself open.
You know, we were talking about some of the young guys. Jabal Sheard, every week, Pat, we seem like we talk about him making an impact play. He's really done a nice job.
Yeah, and we hope he does that for years to come. He sure doesn't play like a rookie. He's out there competing. He stops the run. He puts pressure on a quarterback. And he's a disruptive force, and that's what you need from a defensive end in this league.
And you look at the defense right now. You were scrambling a lot of guys in there. We were talking about the team being banged up. Mm-hmm. You really had a lot of different combinations out there yesterday than we've seen all year, didn't you?
Well, there was a lot of guys, I think, that did a lot of good things, and we got to see some guys playing. We saw Dimitri Patterson and Buster playing at corner. You know, we've had the safety rotation, and then we had a bunch of guys in there, you know, rushing. So, I felt like we got to see a lot of guys do some good stuff.
Right now, as you get to this point late in the year, really every play in the NFL, even in practice, is evaluated, isn't it?
It is. It is. Everything we do is evaluated. Everything we do as coaches, we evaluate. And, you know, you're just trying to always find a way to do things better. And I think, you know, football is a sport where you continue to improve through practice. And that's why it's so important to practice with a lot of tempo. Try to be real disciplined and detailed about your work, because then that carries over to Sunday. Then you get to put it into play against an opponent. With the idea that you're going to get better, be productive, and help your team win.
And I think one of the things in recent weeks, you get late in the year, you look at a team that has a losing record, how are they playing? And you've said it, after pretty much every game, that you've been pleased with the effort, by and large, that you've gotten from this team.
Yeah, the guys are playing hard, and but I would also say this. You have to caution being happy with effort and not results. And I think that's the key. You have to play hard, but it's also extremely important to play better. And you know, I know the locals get tired of me hearing that, of saying that, but that's really the message. And the margin for error in this league is very small. And so if everybody can get just a little bit better, whether it be the coaches, the players, how they work together, how they handle their individual matchups, everybody gets just a little bit better, then it puts you over the hump, then you win a game, then you get confidence, you win another one, and then good things happen.
Well, you move to this week now, the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. They played last night. They had a rough night against San Diego, Coach. What did you see happen to them yesterday?
Well, I think they went out and they played a team that's very talented and historically gets hot in the second half of the year. And, you know, I can't tell you exactly what happened to their team. All I know is that San Diego played extremely well. And I'm sure they're going to look back on it and say there's some things they could have done better. And I'm sure they'll try to get it cleaned up before they play us.
Well, the Ravens are 10-4 still. Well, they clinched a playoff berth yesterday, but I know they're trying to beat out Pittsburgh in the division title, and that's still on the line for them. So you know you're going to see a full effort from them. What about from the last meeting, Pat? Your team really struggled. I know no one was happy that day. What about getting a rematch with Baltimore?
Well, there's some things we can learn from the last game. They really did move the ball well against us. We eliminated a bunch of their scoring early, you know, with the missed field goals and the turnovers, which kept the game pretty close. And then, you know, once again, we found a way to move the football, didn't score enough points.
And you get down there, Baltimore, certainly you think of them with their defense, although offensively they are multifaceted, as we've seen now. They can throw it, and they've got Rice running the ball. But the defense right now with Baltimore, when you look at their defense, is it similar to what we've seen out of them in the past?
Yeah, we talked about this the last time. But when you think of Baltimore, you always first think about defense. You know, it's been that way since Billick was the coach. And, you know, they've always played well on defense, and now they have the addition of an offensive team that can be explosive and score points. And so that's why they've won as many games as they do.
Well, Pat, this is our last show before Christmas. Our next show will be the day after Christmas. When you're in the NFL, whether it's a coach, player, whatever role it is that you have, the holidays are you're working during the holidays. So how do you get a little time for Christmas this week?
Well, it is the case. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, of course, are just part of the football and the NFL landscape. And so I enjoy it. We still find a little bit of time to spend some time with our families. We're no different than anyone else. It's an important year to reflect back on some of the things we should be very thankful for. And, you know, I sometimes we'll share that. You know, obviously I'm very thankful for a lot of the things that we're able to do in our profession, the people we get to work with. And, you know, I tend to not be that emotional outward about it. But I will say that, you know, we have a great organization here. A lot of great players, a lot of great people, all trying to push this thing over the top. And I'm very thankful and grateful for that.
Well, Pat, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Good luck this week in Baltimore. And it'd be a nice present for Browns fans to go down there and knock them off.
Well, that'd be a lot of fun. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you, Pat. Browns head coach Pat Shurmur is always with us, and we'll be doing this show the day after Christmas. The next time is we'll be recapping the Browns in Baltimore and looking ahead to the season finale. Merry Christmas, coach. Fans, log on to ClevelandBrowns.com, driven by Liberty Ford, for all of your up-to-date Browns news. And Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. Up next, we'll visit with Doug Deacon. You're locked into the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll take a quick timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Hey, if you're like me, you train hard, you play hard, you eat big. No pain, no gain. You require the right fuel to move that large hunk of man you are. So I'm going to let you in on my secret fuel. I chow down at Subway restaurants and double down all my favorite footlong subs with double meat. You heard me right. At Subway, ask for double meat. Get your 9-grain wheat bread, add the fresh veggies, and don't forget to ask for double meat when you order your fuel for those bone-crushing workouts. Subway, train hard, eat fresh.
Additional charge for double meat.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Hey, Browns fans, K&D invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of their three premier downtown properties. The Residences at 668 Downtown's newest luxury address featuring Zinc Bistro. Reserve Square with the convenience of an Embassy Suites hotel. And the Residences at Stonebridge offering amazing views of downtown. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything K&D has to offer not only downtown, but throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
Cuyahoga Community College has recently launched their new Alumni and Friends Association, and they're looking for you. If you've taken one class, you're an alum. Or if you believe in Tri-C's mission, you can join as a friend. So join for free today to take advantage of a great job search, mentoring, and networking opportunities, as well as receive discounts to Northeast Ohio businesses. The Tri-C Alumni Association is here to reconnect you. Visit tri-c.edu/browns to join today.
Now it's easy to save thousands of dollars on your mortgage by simply purchasing the things you need and use every day. With the Homeowner Plus Value Package from Fifth Third Bank, just use your Fifth Third credit card and you'll earn points to help pay down your mortgage. It could save you thousands. For more information on the Homeowner Plus Value Package, visit 53.com/homeowner plus or stop in a banking center today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit review and approval.
As your family and friends are traveling this holiday season, make sure to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Share your favorite Cleveland Browns memories as you experience America's premier sports museum and showplace. Pay homage to the Sweet 16 and experience the history of gridiron glory as you walk through the hallowed halls. See displays and artifacts from the men who helped shape Cleveland Browns history. Jim Brown, Otto Graham, Leroy Kelly, and Ozzie Newsome, just to name a few. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is open daily 9 to 5, closed Christmas Day. Visit ProFootballHOF.com for details.
Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group.
Offset eye behind Seneca Wallace. And the handoff goes to Hillis up the middle. Lift our big hole up the middle across the 35 to the 40 and out across the 40-yard line. Wallace to throw. Quick slant. It's caught by Little. Breaks a tackle across midfield into Cardinals territory. Seneca turns, gives to Peyton. Left guard, big hole again. Across the 40, he rumbles down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. The Browns moving right to left, opening drive of the game. Wallace drops the throw. He looks long, far sideline for Massaqua, and he hung on to it inside the 5-yard line. What a terrific catch. Patrick Peterson was there on the coverage, but what a grab by Massaqua. Browns in an I formation behind Seneca Wallace. Now they shift out of it. Hillis the single setback. Wallace
reaching under. Turns, gives to Peyton. He goes inside, and he's pushed back. Touchdown. Peyton Hillis gets it into the end zone, and what a drive by the Browns to start this game.
It kind of shows you it was a nice mix of run and pass. Once you get that running game going, that passing game gets a lot easier.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And that is the drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Glad to have you with us on the Monday Night Browns Wrap-Up Show. The Browns play at Baltimore this Saturday, Christmas Eve afternoon. Time now for the final call, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is proud to sponsor Touchdowns for Downs. This season, for every touchdown scored by the Browns, the Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins Community Foundation will donate $100 to support local families touched by Down syndrome. And we go to our hotline. Doug Deacon joins us this evening. Deke, how you doing tonight?
Okay, but you got to be tired.
I got a quick nap in there. But I think okay. As you reminded me this morning, those organic eggs I had, they got me through it.
Yeah. It's those trips kind of, you know, they do something to you, especially, you know, when you've got three of them in a year. That makes it long trips.
Yeah, Doug, you're right about that. When you look at it, they had the San Francisco, Oakland, and then Houston and Arizona, and now you have a short week. And I guess, and you've played this game, so you know how the body is. Yeah, you fly back. Guys, I know, boy, a lot of guys got dinged yesterday talking with Coach Shurmur. And now you got a day maybe to kind of recover. It makes it rough on all NFL players, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, the older guys, I think it takes a little longer for them to bounce back. The younger guys, they bounce back quicker. But, you know, to get a game plan in for a younger guy sometimes is a little more of a challenge than it is for a veteran who, you know, is pretty much seen everything. So, you know, it's the short weeks and the long travel are not a good combination a lot of times.
And Doug, when we get to this now, the Browns, Coach Shurmur was just talking about how, you know, to get better, you get better in games, you get better with each play in a practice. But when you've got guys that are kind of hurting and they've got to nurse an injury maybe a few extra days, that makes it tough to get quality practices in, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, of course, I guess the master of all that was Sean Rogers, who never practiced. But, you know, when you got a young team, it's really tough to, you know, take a game plan and expand it a lot of times because, you know, you don't want to overload them. And, you know, if you just take at least the simplest part and then you're able to execute that, you got a chance where if, you get them into a situation where they're thinking rather than reacting and playing, then, you know, you're really defeating the purpose. So you got to be careful in, you know, how much you give them.
Doug, they did some good things yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I mean, and I think Pat Shurmur really kind of summed it up best. He says, you know, the thing that got them the lead was the offense, the defense, and the special teams. And the thing that, you know, in the end cost them the game was the offense, the defense, and the special teams. They made plays in the first half. They got themselves the lead. And, you know, in the first half, I think they had two penalties. In the second half, they had seven, and then I think they didn't have any turnovers except the one in the second half. And, you know, when your margin for error is real small, all of a sudden those things become very critical.
Doug, I really have watched Seneca Wallace come in now last year when he joined the team, and then yesterday his play yesterday. He really is a pro's pro at that position. I really look at him, and I know he wants to start, but I say this as and I mean it as a compliment. He's just an ideal number two quarterback to have.
Yeah, I mean, he can get ready for a game with, you know, limited reps. He's, you know, he's got the great feet. I mean, I don't know what his speed is, but you can see his acceleration when he pulls away. And he's got a good arm. I mean, he's got a live arm. The throw he put the little, he was moving around, bought some time with his feet, extended the play, and then he drilled one down the field. On the other hand, the first drive, the pass to Massaquoi, he put enough air underneath it that Massaquoi had a chance to beat Peterson for the catch.
Doug, we look at this team. You mentioned Greg Little, who really had a big game yesterday. That's got to be a boost for him now. He's got two to go, and the conditions are going to be different. The teams are going to be different in these final two, but hopefully he can build off of that game because he certainly – on a team that is looking to establish playmakers, and I think, as Tom Heckert even said last week, they're looking to bring a few on board. But Little looks like a guy that does have some potential, maybe not with breakaway speed, but a guy that can break some tackles and make big plays for you.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, you know, the game yesterday gives you some confidence. And, you know, obviously he was struggling with the drop passes, and he has a clean game yesterday. You know, that's something that he can build on. And you got to also remember, you always hear about the rookies hitting a wall, you know, maybe 12, 14 games into the season because it's longer than the college season. Well, for him, I mean, he didn't play last year, so, you know, you can imagine how thick that wall is he's going to hit.
We're talking with Doug Deacon. The Browns get ready for a trip to Baltimore. And Doug, you look at the NFL, and strange things happen every week. And last night, I don't know how strange it was, San Diego always seems to play its best ball this time of year, but they just absolutely destroyed Baltimore last night. What are your thoughts about the Ravens and what's going on with them?
Well, you know, I didn't – obviously, we were in the air. We didn't get a chance to see it. But I was talking to somebody, and he said, you know, the defense, you know, with Ray Lewis, they looked a little slow last night. And, you know, they do have some age on the defensive side of the ball. But we also know that they got some playmakers on the defensive side. And, you know, the key for them is to get the running game going. And then once they get – we saw that only too well. And then, you know, once they get that going, then, you know, Flacco gets into the play-action game. And, you know, they can be a double-edged sword for you if you're on the defensive side.
Well, the Browns really had an awful game against them a few weeks ago. And Doug, when you're a player – how much do you remember that last meeting when you get another chance at a team in these division rivals?
Well, you remember it, but, I mean, the thing you try to do is make sure you don't make the same mistakes twice. And, obviously, you know, our run defense, we made a lot of mistakes. And, you know, hopefully we can see the difference from, you know, the last time we played them a couple weeks ago to this time and, you know, how they handled the running game this time around because that was not a good situation, and you know, if you're a defensive player, you're embarrassed by it because you're on ESPN for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, the defense has done some good things, but boy, that was a day where they got gouged. On the other side of it, Doug, a reason they were able to have that good drive early, they got the running game going, and Peyton Hillis had a very solid day, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I mean, and that's, you know, that just makes everything so much easier once you get that running game going. I think, you know, we saw yesterday on the bootlegs, because of the running game on that first drive, you know, the defensive ends and linebackers were, you know, biting on the run takes, and it allowed Seneca to get outside and, you know, make some throws. If they don't have to honor the running game, they can stay at home and just, you know, do set the edge on the outside and make sure that the quarterback doesn't get out. And, you know, that running game is a big, big asset to any quarterback.
And, Doug, we're not sure, Coach Shermer not committing to who will start. He said Colt McCoy was in. He's making progress, has not been cleared to play. But he hasn't ruled him out yet for this ball game against Baltimore. But what are your thoughts about that situation right now?
Well, I mean, you got to see what the situation is with Colt. And obviously it's going to be a short week tomorrow, which is a Tuesday. It's actually a Wednesday for them because of the Saturday game. I think, you know, you see what the situation is. And, you know, obviously there's got to be a pretty good comfort level, you know, with Seneca after the performance he had yesterday. But also, you know, you sit there and you really want to, you know, I think a lot of people want to know, okay, now how is Seneca going to do with the same supporting cast as Colt? And, you know, yeah, the Cardinals have they have an average defense, but, you know, these last 2 weeks, these two defenses are two of the elite defenses in the league, and, you know, that might be even a better measuring stick.
And the climate won't be as ideal as it was out in Arizona, will it?
No, it won't. And they won't have any organic eggs for you.
All right. Well, on that note, Deke, now the big question, are you done with your Christmas shopping?
Oh, yeah. I got it all done.
You're all done, are you going?
I got a lot of organic cookbooks.
All right. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Now, are you going caroling? At what point do you and Donovan go caroling? Jimmy told me that that's like a yearly ritual for you two.
Well, no, Jimmy does a lot of caroling in the neighborhood out there. He goes out and he sings to the horses.
Is that right? All right, Dick, I think on that note, I'll see you later in the week, and thanks as always for joining us here on the Browns Wrap-Up Show.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Bye.
Doug Deacon, and breaking it down there, yes, Jim Donovan out to Caroline with Doug Deacon. Could you just get that picture, get that mental picture? Hey, Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. Coming up on the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, which is driven by Liberty Ford, we'll visit with Browns rookie defensive back Buster Screen after this break on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Dear NFL football, how do we love thee? Let us count the ways.
We love your 60-yard bombs and your fourth and goal.
We love how you give 70,000 fans one voice.
And we love that you love Bud Light as much as we do.
So here's to the official beer sponsor of the NFL. Where's the love? It's inside all of us.
Love NFL football? Let Bud Light hook you up with the ultimate fan experience. Just snap the tag on special packs of Bud Light and you can win VIP trips to the 2012 NFL Draft, the Pro Bowl, and the Super Bowl. Go to Bud Light's Facebook page for more details. Want the ultimate fan experience? Here we go. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents except California 21 and over. Program ends 1/15/2012. Send Bud Light snap tag at retail to snap at BudLight.com. Message and data rates may apply. See rules at BudLight.com/ultimate fan. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Browns fans, place your deposit now for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships to get first choice of available 2012 seating options. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Hey, if you're like me, you train hard, you play hard, you eat big. No pain, no gain. You require the right fuel to move that large hunk of man you are. So I'm going to let you in on my secret fuel. I chow down at Subway restaurants and double down all my favorite footlong subs with double meat. You heard me right. At Subway, ask for double meat. Get your 9-grain wheat bread, add the fresh veggies, and don't forget to ask for double meat when you order your fuel for those bone-crushing workouts. Subway, train hard, eat fresh.
Additional charge for double meat.
Every year I make a New Year's resolution and then I forget about it.
Like taking me with you on all the Browns road trips this season.
Well, this year I resolved to save us money, be eco-friendly, and become a techno geek.
How, Stanley?
I am going to the Ford year-end celebration.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's the best time to save a lot of money on a new Ford. They all get great MPG and have the coolest technology.
So you're going to the Ford year-end celebration?
I just said that.
You forget, remember?
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns, or visit driveonohio.com.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Browns fans. Are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Browns fans, place your deposit now for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships to get first choice of available 2012 seating options. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
The snap goes to Skelton. He's pressured. He steps left. He throws, and it's juggled. It's intercepted. It is picked off. Buster Screen, the rookie out of Chattanooga. has taken it away. The Browns have the football.
He stole it from him.
He really did. Buster Screen just taking the ball away from the Cardinals receiver.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And that was one of the highlights from yesterday's game as the Browns battle the Arizona Cardinals as Buster Screen, the rookie from Tennessee Chattanooga, made that big play. And Buster joins us now as we go to our hotline. Buster, thanks for your time tonight. And I guess, well, take us back to that play yesterday.
Well, yesterday the receiver was running a whip route. And I had good coverage, and then I seen the quarterback kind of locking in on him. So the quarterback threw it, and then the receiver didn't react, or I don't know what he was doing, and it kind of bounced off his body, and I just cuffed it with my arm.
Well, you really did. I mean, your reaction to that, as I saw the several replays, Buster, that was a heck of a play by you, a very alert move by you. And I guess that's something that, you know, Buster, I always ask players about, you know, you can practice things, but you've got to almost have that innate anticipation. That's what I saw out of you in that play.
Yeah, well, definitely. Our coach always tells us to always wrestle for the ball, even if it's in the receiver's hands. And that's kind of what I did on that play.
Well, you not only had that play, Buster, you made some other plays. You had a return that I thought was impressive. It actually got called back. You did a little bit of everything yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I got to play a lot of special teams yesterday, all four phases, and I got to play a lot on defense. So yesterday was a good game for me.
Well, it was, and I know it would really be a great game had you won, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
That is the bottom line. What was the mood for the guys? Because, Buster, that just seemed like a game that you guys really had the upper hand all day only to end up losing it.
Well, people were frustrated, but as a team, we all came together and we said we're not going to let that make us down and out, and we're going to learn from the game and get ready for Baltimore this Saturday.
Buster, you're two games away from completing your first season in the NFL. When you think about the way things began for you from draft day to your first day of training camp, what's been the biggest thing you've learned in that time?
The biggest thing I've learned is it's a big transition from college to the NFL. And my coach Henderson, has taught me a lot of technique and just different tendencies to watch for receivers, and just taught me a lot more about the game. So that's been the biggest part.
And there's things that you've learned as a defensive back, Buster. I know you've got great speed, just terrific speed, but now you've there's a lot that you've got to learn besides that speed, having that in the NFL, because they all run pretty well at this level, don't they?
Yeah, everybody runs well. Everyone's good. So you've got to come 100% every game and just use the things that your coaches teach you in the games to be successful.
We're talking with Browns defensive back Buster Screen in his first season, and he really has done a nice job. Buster, let's talk a little bit about yourself. We're at that time of year where the holidays here. You're a native of Georgia. How did you end up getting over to Tennessee Chattanooga?
I'm coming out of high school. I was about a buck 140, and it wasn't really a lot of teams recruiting me. I only had two D1 offers, and the rest were 1AA and D2. And I really like Chattanooga, and I like the coaches there, so I ended up going to Chattanooga.
Now, you came out of high school, you weighed 140 pounds, is that right?
140.
Wow. Now, right now, can I be nosy and ask you what's your playing weight right now in the NFL?
186.
Okay, now, what have you done to kind of really, work out, eat good? What do you like to eat?
I was just a late grower, to be honest. Uh-huh. And I do work out hard and eat healthy, and that's been helping too, but I was just a late grower.
So you really kind of filled out from high school into college at Tennessee Chattanooga. Boy, I love the nickname there, right? It's the Moccasins, right?
Yeah, the Mocs.
Yeah, the Mocs. Now, they some pretty good football there. What was that experience like playing at that level, Buster?
At Chattanooga, it's a good experience. 1AA teams are, what would you say, you have less athletes in 1AA, but they coach really well. So you have to just go off of what your coaches teach you once again, and that's the way you're successful in 1AA.
Well, you know, I know I'm watching some of the games recently. You know, when you get to that level, you're absolutely right. The fundamentals are really taught at that level, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
And of course, in the NFL, though, they can find talent anywhere, Buster. When did you realize in your college career that you would get a chance to play in the NFL?
Going into my senior year, my coach was telling me that I had a lot of looks from NFL teams, and a lot of teams have been calling. And then during the season, just every team in the NFL pretty much came by my school and talked to me. So I knew I had a pretty good chance of being drafted.
And then draft day comes. You're selected by the Cleveland Browns in the fifth round. Take us back to that day for you.
Oh, it was a great day. I was sitting on the couch in my house with my family, and then I seen the 440 area code came in. And it was just a happy time for me and my family. And I was really happy that the Browns drafted me, because out of all the coaches that worked me out, I had the best relationship with Coach Henderson. And everything just worked out like that.
I see. So you knew that 440 from some previous calls. That when that popped up, you said, uh-oh, I'm going to be a Brown.
Oh, I didn't even know, like, the 440 area code. I just knew it was a team, and it was the Browns, and I was just happy about it.
Well, I know the Browns are very happy about you. I thought, Buster, when I think back, really, to training camp, you know, we'd heard about you and your speed, and obviously your size was talked about, and that you were from Tennessee Chattanooga, certainly not not LSU, but we heard about you, you know, as a guy that could really play the game. Your speed was certainly a major factor, but you really made your presence known, I think, in the training camp. You had to feel good about the way you really got off and started here.
Yeah, most definitely. In the preseason, I got a lot more playing time on defense. And I think I got to show the coaches that I could play at this level, and I made a lot of plays, and I was just growing as a player quickly. So I think my coaches recognized that, and that's been part of the reason why I've been getting a lot of playing time this year.
Well, Buster, you come to the Browns, and boy, as I look at this rookie class, and I guess it's almost kind of like a freshman class in college, and, you know, there's yourself, and there's Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard, Greg Little, Jordan Cameron, Owen Marisic, and Jason Pinkston, Eric Hag, all of you, as I run down the draft, all playing, getting a lot of playing time, significant playing time. Have you guys as a group kind of got a little bond together?
Yeah, like all the rookies all hang out together, and we all have a close bond, and we all know that we have to play as if we're vets, because, I mean, nobody cares that you're rookies in the NFL. They're either going to try to beat you or you got to beat them. So we have a real good bond and a real good understanding on what we have to do.
We're talking with Browns cornerback Buster Skrine. Buster, I know certainly you guys would like more W's. The record is 4-10 right now with two games to go. But as you look around, we talk about you young guys coming in. There are other young players on this team. How do you feel as you play against some of the offensive talent and play with the defensive talent and on the special teams? How do you feel about this football team looking ahead?
I think it's a very bright future, because this year we've lost a lot of close games, and nobody likes the losses, but nobody's putting their heads down after the losses, because we know that we have something good, like we're working on something good. So it's all positive over here.
Well, and you guys have played, I think, some very physical games, very physical game down in Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago, and you've got another one coming up, Buster, Christmas Eve Day down in Baltimore, and the Ravens can be pretty Grinch-like.
Yeah, the Ravens are a good team, and we're a good team also, and it's going to be a good rematch for us, so we're definitely ready.
Well, Buster, nice job yesterday. You've really done some great things this year, and we wish you all the best. Now, let me ask you this. Now we're into the week of Christmas. It's a little tough, though, when you're an NFL player, getting a lot of time to get out and do shopping and things like that. Have you been able to do any of that?
Yeah, I actually sent all my family their gifts, 2 days ago? So I'm already done with that.
Well, you're ahead of that, Buster. Now, that's my kind of guy. Hey, Buster, thanks a lot for your time today. Good luck this week in Baltimore.
All right, thanks.
Buster Skrine, young man that had his first career interception yesterday, doing some good things for the Browns this year. So the Browns will head to Baltimore. The Ravens, with that loss last night, They are at 10-4. Now, Pittsburgh at 10-3 is getting ready to take on the 49ers. And if they win tonight, they are in control of the division. Now, keep in mind, if the two teams end up tied, Baltimore gets the tiebreaker because they beat Pittsburgh twice in their head-to-head meeting. So some games with meaning for both the Steelers and the Ravens against the Browns. And that's what the Browns have in front of them in these final two games. Fans, log on to ClevelandBrowns.com, driven by Liberty Ford, for all of your up-to-date Browns news. And Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. That does it for tonight's Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. Browns at Baltimore, Saturday, Christmas Eve afternoon at 1 o'clock. They'll take on the Ravens. We'll be here the day after Christmas to wrap it up. This is Mike Snyder saying, go Browns on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.